Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God. This is your brother. This is your friend, your brother Ron. Hope you guys are doing well. Man, it's been a eventful week. Good and great lessons we have to learn through trial and error or mistakes. We all have them, right? But I hope you guys are doing great, man. I'm blessed. All glory to God. Another day, another great day to give you guys this food, which is going to be the topic of this particular episode, is you are what you eat. What are you eating? What food are you consuming? Right? And when I speak about food, when I speak about just eating, what you take in, right? So the whole concept of food and eating, just for us in the physical world, our bodies, what we eat, it shows in how we think, how we look, and how we feel. Hallelujah. But you are what you eat. And on this podcast, what God has been doing and what he's going to continue to do in our lives is he's revealing more and more of himself to us. He's revealing and unveiling it. Or removing the veil. And a lot of consumption. What are you eating? What are you taking in? So, I'm going to break it down to what I mean by when I say, what are you eating? Because to the normal eye or ear, right, when I say what you eat today, you would think of food. Some of us would think of Zaxby's, and don't get me wrong, I just ordered a Zaxby's salad. It's on the way, you hear me? With a fruit cup on the side, and you know, I had a little dessert too. I had a little you know, if any of you know are familiar with Zaxby's here in the States, just look them up. Very popular. I like Zaxby's. Their salads are amazing. But they got the best chicken sandwiches as well. But anyways, they have these cheesecake bites. Ooh, I'm keeping it a buck with you. I'm not finna sit on here and act like, oh, I got the salad. And oh, I eat like this and this. Nope. I ain't gonna do that. True. I have a good steak every now and then. Or a pork chop. Or you know, fish, you know, I eat. I love to eat. Not to the point, because I usually only eat once a day. But the days like when I'm off, or when I'm off really, when I'm just at home or I don't have too much to do that day, I may, you know, eat twice a day. But anyways, so I'm going to break down when I say, what are you eating? Because you are what you eat. So, the physical food or holistic nourishment is, what are you eating? That's the sight, sounds, and influence. Whoa, hold on. What nourishes of our mind and our spirit? Ooh, hallelujah. But let me go back. Most of the time when we hear, what are you eating? We think of, you know, food. Your spaghetti. Your vegan whatever, right? Food. Physical food that we eat and put into our physical bodies. But, and that's a big part of everything as well. What you're eating physically affects you mentally, spiritually, and all those aspects. Oh, yes, it does. But also, the physical food, then we talk about the spiritual food. Which is the word of God. And it tells us in John 6:35, Jesus refers to himself as the bread of life. And, man, now that verse alone indicates just the importance of seeking spiritual sustenance from Christ. And just taking in his word, ingesting his word. So when we say what you eat, you are what you eat. It's not just what you eat physically. It's what you're eating spiritually. What is going into your eyes? What are you hearing? What are you saying? But look, I'm going to bring it down because I ain't trying to get too spiritually deep. No, not today. And I'm not going to act like I'm qualified on certain matters. That's what I got my papa, my brother, and other people who've been doing this spiritual walk and been in high places way longer than I. And we honor them and we love them and we respect them. So I'm not going to play like I'm that guy in that regard. No. But also what you eat is also influence of your surroundings. Hey. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hear me out. And I'm taking my time with this because eating, just in all aspects, eating, we can just keep it there with food. And even in fasting, the importance of disciplining yourself not to eat. Whew. But it's still around eating. Hey, we're going somewhere. But eating in its full aspect, in its full depth and concept, is what keeps you alive. You only can go for so long without eating. And if we're talking about spiritual context, and nowadays, you can't go too long. Because spiritually, you will die. You will dry up. You will be uprooted. You will be plucked from your source, your soil, your hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Our Heavenly Father is so wonderful. So amazing. I hope you guys are doing great today. And this topic fell in my spirit literally early this morning. Because I know I didn't, and I don't usually it sounds crazy, but I don't usually pre-plan the podcast. You know, I don't try to, like when I first started the podcast, I was pushing them out like every day or every other day for like the first 10 episodes. And we only on like 17 or 18, so fairly new. But I usually don't really pre-plan these episodes because I usually pray about it and usually allow God to tell me where to go about it. Because, and actually, I like that I do it every week now because so much happens in a week's time, just in the physical, that spiritually I'm downloading and getting so much to bring to you guys, right? But that's neither here nor there. I just wanted to say that to say this. The importance of eating and what you eat determines how much you grow. Hear me out. And when I say grow, I mean in every aspect. A plant has to grow, which means growth is life. Growth is living. Growth has purpose. Growth gets you from here to here. Growth is where God speaks. Growth is where God transforms. Growth is when God can fully use you. Growth is where we all want to be. Hear me. Hallelujah. Whoo. Thank you, Jesus. Be clear. And this week has been challenging for me. I'm just being real. It's been challenging because I heard Papa speak about this literally yesterday or the day before. He's speaking on the difference between the carnal man, the natural man, and the spiritual man. But the point and the main thing I want to focus on from that message was he was speaking on the old, the new, and maturity. And maturity is growth. Hear me. Maturity is growth. So when he was speaking on maturity, he was speaking on a lot of what is it that you did as a child that you can no longer do now, because we grow, we mature. Right? And please follow me. Please put on your ears. Hear what thus said the Lord. Hear the message that God is pouring into you right now. Right? Maturity, growth is important in the kingdom of God. It's important in life. Period. There's no successful, immature people. Now, you can have some immaturities, but to be immature is separate from maturity. But neither here nor there. I don't want to go too far into that. I want to stay on topic. And I want to say, what are the things? What are you eating? Man, look, in this day and time, the biggest, cholesterol building, plaque building, like in your teeth, plaque building around your heart and arteries, is distraction. Ooh, hallelujah. Hear me. Hear what I'm trying to tell you. Because distraction is the door to spiritual gluttony not spiritual gluttony, because that actually is a good thing, right? Yeah. Gluttony just sound bad, but those who understand where I'm going with that. Those of you who understand where I'm going with that, sorry, my wife was just calling me, which I'm going to have to call her back. That's probably was important. If she called me again, we're going to have to redo this, which I don't want to. So, baby, give me 10, 15 minutes. But spiritual gluttony is not what I meant. Because we're speaking on eating, but specifically what you eat, which means we're speaking about nourishment. Oh, hello. So, distraction is, what's the proper word? It's spiritual malnutrition. Hallelujah. There we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Spiritual malnutrition. Because we get on TikTok. We get to watching stuff and listening to things that does not feed your spirit. That actually, and this is one of the other things a part of food, is it blinds your spiritual eye. It deafens your spiritual ears. See? Your spiritual discernment is off when you are distracted, when you are not eating properly. See, they getting too much here. Y'all getting too much here, but this because I love y'all, and I really, truly, truly, truly believe that my message for today is exactly what is needed to be heard and be consumed right now. For me too. This ain't, man, please. For real. It get real in the field, like my brother would say. It get real out here. And if you're not eating properly, because again, goes back to eating. Eating is fuel. You must live. You must eat to live. Right? So, what are you eating? Why is it that you can't, or we can't, break out of certain things? Because to truly, truly walk and walk in your identity and your authority through Christ Jesus, you gotta consume the Word of God. You have to eat properly, which means you gotta be in the right environments, surroundings, people, listening, eating, watching, all the right things. And this is important because right now, where we are, I ain't talking about no elections. I don't necessarily do that. I think one of the last podcasts I was talking about it, but I used it as an analogy. I didn't necessarily, because I don't pay attention to it. I pay attention, but I don't, you know. We are in this world, but not of it. So, which means we can't be influenced by, again, back to influence. Back to influence. What are you eating? This is why this message, oh man, we're going to have to go really, really deep in, because 25 minutes and 30 minutes ain't enough. But I want to make it very clear and very plain as far as what are you eating, so we can make better choices to what's on our menu. Right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. What are you eating? Because if you're eating properly, then you will have the tools, you have the fuel, you will have the know-how, the energy, the perseverance, the endurance, right? Because you have fuel, you have food, you have, what are you eating, right? It's necessary because the atmosphere or the climate we're in now, it's going to be a lot of humidity. It's going to get cold. It's going to have a bunch of things. And if you don't have the right fuel, or if your storehouse doesn't have the necessary canned goods and rice and vegetables and sustaining foods, you in trouble. And I say, I'm laughing because those of you who are listening, who are followers of Christ, who trust in the Lord, who know who He is and know what our Father does, you don't, this stuff is laughable, but we all are still here to be taught and to learn and to grow maturity, right? So be mindful of your consumption. And we'll go on a different level with guarding the heart, man. Proverbs 4:23 emphasizes guarding our hearts because they influence our thoughts and actions. This is a deeper level or another level of food. What are you consuming? How do you consume? Overall, just choices influence physically and spiritually. Nourishment plays a crucial role. And if you somebody who like potato chips, you know, you like your snacks, and don't get me wrong too, I snack a little bit. But you know, the balance of it is the knowing that this is better sustaining for me, especially right now. What does that mean? It's cool to snack in your 20s. It's cool. Still don't just snack, but it's cool to snack a little bit more than you would in your 30s and 40s. Your metabolism different. Because you're older, because you're more mature, just certain things you just don't do anymore, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. So be mindful, guys. Mindful of what you eat. So what's the strategy? What's the plan? What is it that we should do to be better or more mindful in what we eat? Definitely. The Word of God is first. Oh my, man, look, get in the Word of God, go under someone and learn the Word of God, hear the Word of God, eat it, consume it, eat the Scriptures, right? Secondly, man, you know, be mindful of who's around you and what they on. Discernment, you know who's who and what's what, you know, pay attention. And that falls under environment. Next, in your own personal time, you know, go on a diet. Like, cut out social media time. Cut out all this other stuff. And don't get me wrong, me too. But cut out all the distractions. Lock in, focus. Because there's more to be done and more that needs to be done. Like right now, like yesterday, like last week, you know? So be mindful, guys, of what you're eating, because you are what you eat. Man, I love you guys. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. That's my time, man. I got to get back to, I'm off today, but my babies are with me. Because they out of school for teacher planning, whatever, right? So, got the babies with me. But I love you guys, man. You guys have been so amazing, so supportive with just everything that we're doing here on the podcast, on the YouTube, and just in Instagram. You guys have been just amazing. You've been supportive. I am so blessed and grateful to be able to come and give you guys a bit of what God has been doing and showing me and giving you guys Jesus first. Here he go. He is the way, the only way to really live this life. He's the only way to live this life and be prepared for when we go meet our Father. So, I love you guys. Thank you again for just supporting the channel. I love you guys so much. But Jesus loves you more. Have a great, great weekend. Because today is Friday, the 30th, August 30th. So, have a great weekend, a safe weekend. I want to shout out and send prayers to family and loved ones. Those friends, family, and loved ones that I haven't spoken to, You've been on my mind. I'm always praying. So you guys have a safe and great weekend. May the Lord continue to bless you guys, continue to show you more and more how wonderful He is. God bless you. And I love you guys, but Jesus loves you more. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.